Linda Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant for your consideration is the Town of Ocean View. They're requesting a sponsorship of their 2016 homecoming event. This event is a century-old tradition held in May to welcome back summer residents. There's no specific amount requested. The last grant was $250 from Mr. Cole.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, to grant $250 to the Town of Ocean View for the 2016 homecoming event from Mr. Cole's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yet motion carried. Next.
Next one is the Liberty Day Institute is requesting $1,000 to offset the cost to provide resources to every fifth grader in Delaware. Each county has been asked to contribute $1,000. These resources educate the fifth graders about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. There have been no past grants to this organization. This request would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
Another question would be each county. Do we know if the other two counties have done it? Because if we gave us our $1,000 might get diluted if they've got to provide $1,000 to do it for the statewide.
Right. So Newcastle has confirmed and Kent County is considering. So that's the extent that I have as of right now.
I would just think we ought to, you know, it's either all three counties do it or we don't participate.
Okay.
I mean, that would be my suggestion just because.
Would you like to defer this until we see what Kent County does?
Well, they might defer to see what we do. We could do it. Can't we do it contingent upon?
Sure, we can. Yeah.
The other thing would be, I guess, is do schools have the opportunity to say, no, we don't want to participate? I guess.
Sure. I would guess. I mean, I don't think.
Do we have any idea that if schools even want to participate?
They have been doing it in the past. So, yes, this has been a normal thing going through the fifth grade. But their funding has been cut from other organizations. Okay.
But I think we ought to make a contingent on
the other two counties.
Yeah, they're trying to get a statewide contribution, and we are on board. We just want to make sure Kent County's, you know, all three of us are.
Okay.
But the contingency doesn't mean.
Your motion will be that we grant the $1,000 contingent upon the other two counties both participate.
Yeah, all three counties participate.
Yeah, that's good.
All participation.
And it'll come out of countywide youth grant.
Yeah,
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Yes.
Okay. Mrs. Deaver. Yes. Questions on the motion? Mr. Arlett?
Yeah. I would say, number one, I certainly would like to know if any school or any organization would not support teaching our kids our own U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Well, as I said, I would love to know anybody who would not be supportive of that. And number two is, this council, we have our own philosophy and our own belief in this county versus the other guys upstate. So in my mind, we ought to be making a decision independently of what they choose to do or not to do because of the subject matter here. But we've already got a second, and I know I just...
No, my only concern is the $1,000 doesn't necessarily say it's going to be spent in Sussex County that we are granting. So if there's only X amount of funds...
But I don't think there's any guarantee to that anyways. I don't think.
Well,
is there?
It's more of a guarantee, I think, when all three counties participate that they would be spreading it statewide. I don't know if you want to get more information on it. That'd be fine with me, but I think all three counties should participate.
Any more questions?
And I would hope they would.
Well, I have to say, I would like them to learn it, and then maybe they also could learn about the Patriot Act and how that affects the Constitution. That's just my...
Are you against the Patriot Act?
Mr. Wills, do you have a question?
My question is, I'd like to say, who's carrying this out?
Who's doing it?
Who's going to see this project carried out?
The Liberty Day Institute is the organization.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I'm not that familiar with the organization and their track record. So why don't we defer and come back next week and see if you could just inquire a little bit, if they got any literature or any place we could see what they've done in the past.
It looks like they are a Liberty Day Institute, a 501c3.
Out of Colorado.
And they are from Denver, Colorado. If I read this right.
Right.
So all the ways at home, seeing this is carried out.
So you want someone to make a motion to defer this?
I'll make a motion. Well, just find out.
Do we have a second? We already had a second.
Was there a second already on the previous motion?
There was.
Yeah.
So we had a motion and a second. So we need to have a motion to defer.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
To defer?
We can defer it. Or table, same thing, but we're going to defer it.
Mr. Wilson? I'll take a second.
Made a motion, Ms. Dever seconds it. We'll defer this, waiting on more information.
Yes.
Any questions on that? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Next.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I was out of order. So.
Go
ahead. I was thinking of the next one that we were going to defer anyways.
Okay.
So, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, the next one is the Bayside Breeze Fast Pitch. They are requesting sponsorship for their team to participate in tournaments that cost $450 to $500. The team is comprised of young ladies who live throughout Sussex County, Kent County, and Maryland. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500 from the countywide youth grant.
Pleasure, Council.
I've not heard anything about them, but have we done anything with the past with this group?
Yes. Yes. We gave them $500 from the countywide youth grant.
Once.
Yep.
It's gone.
Any motion from Council?
I'll make a motion. We give $250.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to grant $250 from the countywide youth grant. Do I have a second?
Start weaning.
No second? I have no second. Motion dies back for a second, so we'll move on to the next thing.
The next one is the Indian River Soccer Club. They are requesting financial support to rebuild one of their 7 soccer fields that's used by the club. The cost to rebuild the field is $22,000. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 for Mr. Cole and $500 for Mr. Phillips.
Move a motion to defer this.
Second. Motion to defer. Mr. Arlett, second. Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion?
I was just curious. That's a private club, isn't it?
Well, they have to be the 501c. They have to meet that criteria, so they are a nonprofit, right?
But, yeah, more questions? Vote to defer. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. Introduction proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, there are several, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to amend condition number 19 of conditional use number 1431, ordinance number 1530, to allow additional time to complete the existing borrow pit operation located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 200.5 acres, more or less, and this is in Mr. Wilson's district.
I make a motion.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
Okay, the next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an expansion of an existing borrow pit operation located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 7.85 acres, more or less, and it too is in Mr. Wilson's district.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
And the next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 21.34 acres, more or less. And this is Mr. Cole's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
The next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 5.06 acres, more or less, and it's Mr. Wilson's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduce it.
And the last one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.9192 acres, more or less, and it's in Ms. Beaver's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Beaver introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council members' comments. Any council member comments?
I do.
Mrs. Beaver.
Yeah, I get calls from folks that are just so unhappy with the way things develop around them. And, I know that we could look at a map and sort of predict about what could happen, what might happen, what changes might come about. But how would the community know? How would they know? And what happens is it all goes through so fast, and believe me, it still is fast, with inadequate notices. And folks, I'm still, I don't say crying to me, but, you know, it's very sad to me what's been done in my area, on about in Five Points area, what's been approved there. And additional housing and in over and above AR1. It's a difficult situation. I don't like being in the middle of it. I'd like to know if, is there a way to tell people what might happen around them and what this zoning map means? I sure would like to know how to do that, because they don't know. And they think it's AR1, and they think it's farm, and they think it's going to stay farm. And that's the first misunderstanding. In fact, I had it myself when I got here. So I just wanted to make you aware. It's very stressful to be in this position, and we don't even have any kind of updates to our code. When we do approve these new communities, there's really improved systems. There's nothing improved about them, and so we could at least do that. I mean, I know you don't. I don't want to downzone somebody's land, but every piece of land is not appropriate for everything that the people want to do on it. So it's I just have to say something about it, and it's a big issue. And on the other side, I looked at Slaughter Beach, which is my district, and our damage, and it's totally the dunes and all the vegetation and the trees are all gone. The beach is perfectly flat. The next storm that comes, it doesn't have to be a big storm, it'll start taking houses. There's a couple breaches where the bay's going straight through to the marsh in the back. These are new. And houses that are on pilings are left sitting there, and pilings are exposed, and the sand's way down here, and the houses are way up there. It's a mess. They have no protection. So I've given this information over to Joe Thomas, as I was advised to do. I'm sticking with it. And this is one beach that has not had any help at all from the state, and I'm going to fight for it. And you let me know how to do it. Let me know who to get in touch with, because it's very, very serious there. Thank you.
Any more councilor comments?
Yes.
Councilor comments.
I'd like to have one more comment. I'd like to give a comment to Mrs. Deaver's question. And my thought, Mrs. Deaver, is this. I own farmland around the other property, and if people want to come in there and tell people how to handle that farmland, then they should buy it. That's how to control it. Tell them to go ahead and buy the land.
This is public beach.
You're talking about private land. We're not talking about private.
Not AR1 land.
We're talking about
AR1. No, he's on that. Yes, sir.
AR1 land. We're not. When people build, when somebody builds around you, Mrs. Deaver, I don't think you has the right. I don't think you really have the right to. I made a mistake, so that's okay.
I made one too a couple weeks ago. You're all right.
It's all good.
And Mrs. Deaver, I can say this. I shouldn't talk, and if Mike would talk to you directly, I'm going to say this. I own my property, and those people that ran those folks that you're saying they can't own the property don't have the right to. You got to tell them what to do. And we're totally wrong. We're totally out of line for doing that.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I don't think there's an individual out here that doesn't have the right to. If we don't like the way property, the way people develop land, tell them to go buy it. Then they do what they want to do with.
I'm going to work with them and let them know how it is zoned. That's all I'm saying.
I'd like to work with them too. Stop telling the owner someone else how to own someone else's property. That's all you want to do is own other people's property. Tell them how to own it. Who owns it? What's the use paying tax on it as long as other people's property?
Well, I understand your concern. Thank you.
More comments?
Yes, sir. Mr. President, if I may, two things. I think number one, to Ms. Deaver's point, I think there is perhaps a valid point to the FOIA. Don't get confused now,
okay.
Councilman. So with regard to disclosure and allowing our residents to get a better feel for the land and how it is approved and not approved. And I believe our illustrious town executive over here has just spent a whole lot of tax dollars to do such thing, correct? With our online system, and I think maybe you could address that, and then I'll get to my second point.
Certainly.
Yes, we have enhanced our website and our electronic interface, and I think in the last few years have improved our mechanisms to keep our data that is available to the public via the website up to date and current, and also pushing out more and more data as we go. So if they are able to access the internet and see that information and navigate the website, there's clearly better and more accessible information than there were in years past.
Well, how would they know that right next to them might all of a sudden the folks might apply for a shopping center right next to where they live, and it could be approved? How would they? It's nice to know things in advance, I think, not to be shocked and surprised when it comes up. That's my concern. I don't know if you've got enough information on there.
Excuse me. And if they don't like it, tell them to go buy a peach pop. Then they'll do what they want to do it.
Maybe there needs to be, let me just chime in here. Maybe there needs to be an explanation in our website explaining how things work here, because people move here from all over the country. Yep. And they come from counties that do things differently. Maybe a short explanation on how zoning works, how change of zones work, and things that say, even though property is zoned in such a fashion, nothing to prevent people from coming in and asking to modify that zoning by either increasing the density or the type of housing or rezone it to commercial. We don't have any mechanism that prevents that, and actually that's the way the system works. So maybe a brief explanation, and our expert planner could write it.
Or some bigger signs, you know.
The sign doesn't have anything to do. I think
it has a lot to do with it.
Well, okay.
You know.
People have the assumption that if the farmland is zoned farmland, and so
that's what they think.
It's zoned farmland / residential.
They don't know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. An explanation, a sign isn't going to do mm-hmm. it. But I'm just saying there could be on our website mm-hmm. some clarification to that in some of the introductory type of stuff. So just a thought.
I've got a lot of unhappy people in my district, and it's very busy there. And I would appreciate your ideas and your advice on this.
My advice to be in this, you're trying.
Wilson.
Everybody's in your district trying to tell us what to do with their land. That's my advice. I don't agree with that either.
My second point.
Now, Mr. Arlett, your second.
Yes, sir.
Was he second?
I'm glad we have that resolve there. So thank you.
I don't know what that was.
But my second comment was truly, I think, one to commend.
I made property rights.
Many in this county. I did have the opportunity last week Wednesday to tour with the sheriff and his deputies as they were going out delivering time-sensitive papers, and kind of see how the sheriff's department works in this county. And I think the importance of what they do, it was truly an honor to go do that. I know over on Saturday during the storm, my first time having the opportunity to see our folks at the EOC in action, and had the chance to listen on some of those conference calls with the state agency. And I think I would just tell you that the residents of this county should be so very fortunate, so very blessed that we have those individuals that take their lives serious. And I think you've heard me say it before, but there's nothing more important than public safety in this county. And I saw it firsthand. So, Mr. President, I want to commend them. And then last night we had the opportunity to be a part of a public safety forum of sorts down at the South Coastal Library to include the chiefs of police from Fenwick, South Bethany, Ocean View, Selbyville, and of course also a Delaware State Police representative. And the room was packed, well over 100 people. And so public safety is not going away. It continues to be of importance to the residents here. And so I think that we're very fortunate, and we're continuing to move in a good direction there. So that's it.
Thanks. May I respond to that? That may be in your district. That may be true in your district, but I'm stuck with some developments on Route 1, and they're so hazardous to get in and out of. They're frightening. They're really hazardous, and they're poorly planned. And I want that to stop.
Any more council comments? Well, I got everything off. You want to talk about it?
Thank you.
It was even cold. Emotional. It was cold in Florida, Mr. President.
I see why you spell your name. It's cold now.
It was cold in Florida, Sam.
And then motion to go to executive session for personnel and pending litigation.
Yes, yes.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on a motion? Take a vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.